Thank you very much, Ralph. It's a pleasure to be for the first time in this beautiful building of yours, so congratulations to your wonderful foundation. I was thinking that when we discuss 1989, we actually can also take note of the fact that the last 20 years have seen a couple of other very important milestones that are of global nature, but which are shaping, which have shaped and which will shape Europe very much. And I would like to add to 1989 the years 2001, when this international campaign against terrorism started, and then finally 2008, the first global financial and economic crisis. And my feeling is that Europe has to finally understand that it has a very strong global responsibility, because we are all in this together. And the planet is finally interconnected to the extent that we understand the agony of the American people who lost their houses because of ruthless speculation by the financial institutions, and we can even feel solidarity with them, even if Europeans also suffer. So I see Europe today as a kind of a tired democracy, that we formally we defend the values of democracy and freedom in our own tradition, but at the same time, as has been concluded today several times, Europeans are not that enthusiastic to have a say in their own democracy. However, I think that there are some ideas on how to revitalize our fatigued democracy. And I would like to point out that one of the institutions has that which have sneaked into the Lisbon Treaty is this idea that Europeans could make common proposals to their common institutions, the so-called right of initiative. And even if it's a very, very modest step and it has no binding character and it's not yet in force, I can see that all over the place people are already thinking how they could together, from Portugal to Romania, from Finland to Germany, to make Europe theirs. And this is very close to what Ralph has discovered in your ideas from Café Europa from this afternoon, that we want this common Europe, and we want that it is strong below and not only at the top level. So how can we together enhance the European networks that you all were envisaging and visioning about? We need more accountability, that is for sure, and openness, which are prerequisites of any participatory democracy. So, secondly, I believe that even if Europe is a little bit internally lost, this responsibility that we have to renew our economic policy and economic system is something that could grow out of this very crisis. This financial and economic crisis, that there is now so much more understanding that there need to be a proper new kind of regulation of the markets. And I don't disagree with Professor Nemo, who this morning and this afternoon spoke about the market and the information in the market. But I do think that we maybe have an opportunity now for the first time really to convince more and more people about this new kind of regulation that needs to be put in place. There are some good signs. The Swiss bank secrecy is a little bit shaking, and the EU leaders in G20, they will be speaking about closing the tax havens. And this, I think, is something that all of us have been expecting to happen for many, many, many years now. But lastly, I would like to come back to 1989, and it's wonderful to be in this very part of Europe, in this very building, in this very block, to understand that this country has nevertheless done a big job. I know it's not reunified completely, there are economic, social, identity problems, but The real challenge, I think, in the years ahead will be how to bring Russia into our common Europe. And I was a bit worried because I didn't hear one time consciously anybody speak about Russia during those hours that I spent in this seminar. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but there is still, there is a wall, there is a, somebody spoke about the new walls that have been brought with the new Schengen borders, and this is something that we have to understand, that it's very painful for Ukrainians when they cannot have a normal cooperation with Slovakia anymore, and so on. But Russia, I think it will be the big challenge for all of us. Believe me or not, but on Monday, the very Kremlin loyal youth organization, NASHI, will bring people to Helsinki to demonstrate against Estonia, which organizes a seminar, a modest seminar on the crimes of communism, saying that this is fascist, this is anti-Russian, etc. We have a big task to do. And I would just like to ask my colleagues here how we can take on this task. Maybe with these remarks, I would like to pass the floor to the chair back.